Hi, it's Angel. I really like freaky, dark sex. Like, I like rough sex. I like that kind of play it arouses me in just this incredible way that I can't get enough of sometimes thinking about. And I don't need it all the time, but there are days where I just really want freaky, dirty, rough sex, and I like things that are different. And there's a fetish that is called paranormal intercourse. And basically ghost sex, and there's lots of things you can read and lots of accounts of people's experiences, but basically what everyone seems to say is, you know, they're in their bedroom and they can't move, and they feel the same things. They feel as if someone was having sex with them, only no one's there. There's even a whole process, ceremony, ritual that you can do, and you can, you know, you clean your, usually that's your bedroom, you clean your bedroom out, and then you light candles and incense and make it very inviting, and then you invite these spirits to come to you and make love to you. And I'm not going to do that, so that's not that's not for me. I'm not putting it down at all, not in the least. And I say to be very positive, because the positive energy will bring the good spirits. You don't want negative energy. And I'm like, well, the negative spirits would be a little more freaky, right? But you probably just really want to stick with positive stuff. But I love sleepy sex. It's just so good. It's just, you feel, like, I feel so much more because I'm not thinking at all. My brain's completely shut off, and just to be woken up in the middle of the night and just have someone making love to you, and just feeling so much, and not thinking, and just following what your body needs and wants and what feels good. I love that. And then in all these accounts, they say they're mobile, they can't move, and I love being held down. I love being tied up, and the idea of not being able to move and just being at the mercy of the other person and letting them do whatever they want to my body. I like that. So, you know, that's kind of a little submissive's dream, just for me at least. In the middle of the night, to be sleeping naked and under all my covers, laying on my back, to feel hands on my thighs. No one's there and I can't move. But, you know, that chill that rushes through my body kind of erases everything I was feeling and gets my body ready to be aroused. And I'm just feeling so aware of my breaths. They just become so needy and just need to be touched. My breathing changes, and my pussy just gets so wet and just so ready for sex. And then just to feel hands up my thighs and over my body and just under the covers, so I'm so warm. Feeling that touch. Just barely being able to arch my back. Wanting to push up to something that's not even there. Just needing to be full, just needing to be penetrated. My pussy just gets so aware when it's that empty. It just needs to be full. And no one to be there, but still feel that fullness, still feel that moving inside of me, just the sense of walls, my pussy just being brushed against them and thrusting it out of me, and just laying there, taking everything that's given me. How can that not sound amazing? Mine just coming and not being able to move, that just strained feeling. I can't close my thighs, which always kind of makes the orgasm a little less. And so to have my thighs held open would make it that much more intense. And just be laying there, not being able to curl up on my side, and just feeling so much of it. No one's there sometimes, it just feels like it's too much, like I can't take it, not feeling somebody's body against me, feeling their hands, and feeling the heart beating their chest against me, and just being held. It almost feels like I'm gonna pass out sometimes when I come on my own, so I can only imagine how intense that feeling would be. Nothing was there, but someone was still doing all that to me. I had no control of it. So I like the idea of that. I can definitely see the arousal of that. And I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you saw the arousal in it too. Sometimes I just get turned on by things that are so different. That was a really fun one, and I wanted to share it with you.